Aunt Susanna's Thanksgiving Dinner. "Here's Aunt Susanna, girls," said Laura, who was sitting by the north window. Nothing but north light does for Laura, who is the artist of our talented family. Each of us has a little pet, new-fledged talent which we are faithfully cultivating in the hope that it will amount to something and soar highly some day. But it is difficult to cultivate four talents on our tiny income. If Laura wasn't such a good manager, we never could do it. Laura's words were a signal for Kate to hang up her violin and for me to push my pen and portfolio out of sight. Laura had hidden her brushes and watercolors as she spoke. Only Margaret continued to bend serenely over her Latin grammar. Aunt Susanna frowns on musical and literary and artistic ambitions, but she accords a faint approval to Margaret's desire for an education. A college course with a tangible diploma at the end and a sensible pedagogic aspiration is something Aunt Susanna can understand when she tries hard. But she cannot understand messing with paints, fiddling, or scribbling, and she has only unmeasured contempt for messers, fiddlers, and scribblers. Time was when we had paid no attention to Aunt Susanna's views on these points, but ever since she had, on one incautious day when she was in high good humor, dropped a pale, anemic little hint that she might send Margaret to college if she were a good girl, we had been bending all our energies toward securing Aunt Susanna's approval. It was not enough that Aunt Susanna should approve of Margaret. She must approve of the whole four of us, or she would not help Margaret. That is Aunt Susanna's way. Of late, we had been growing a little discouraged. Aunt Susanna had recently read a magazine article which stated that the higher education of women was ruining our country, and that a woman who was a B.A. couldn't, in the very nature of things, ever be a housewifely, cookly creature. Consequently, Margaret's chances looked a little foggy, but we hadn't quite given up hope. A very little thing might sway Aunt Susanna one way or the other, so that we walked very softly and tried to mingle serpent's wisdom and dove's harmlessness in practical portions. When Aunt Susanna came in, Laura was crocheting, Kate was sewing, and I was poring over a recipe book. That was not deception at all, since we did all these things frequently, much more frequently, in fact, than we painted or fiddled or wrote. But Aunt Susanna would never believe it, nor did she believe it now. She threw back her lovely new sealskin cape, looked around the sitting room, and then smiled, a truly Aunt Susannian smile. "What a pity you forgot to wipe that smudge of paint off your nose, Laura," she said sarcastically. "You don't seem to get on very fast with your lace. How long is it since you began it? Over 3 months, isn't it?" "And that is the third piece of the same pattern I've done in 3 months, Aunt Susanna," said Laura presently. "Laura is an old duck. She never gets cross and snaps back. I do, and it's so hard not to with Aunt Susanna sometimes. But I generally manage it, for I'd do anything for Margaret." Laura did not tell Aunt Susanna that she sold her lace at the Women's Exchange in town and made enough to buy her new hats. She makes enough out of her watercolors to dress herself. Aunt Susanna took a second breath and started in again. "I notice your violin hasn't quite as much dust on it as the rest of the things in this room, Kate. It's a pity you stopped playing just as I came in. I don't enjoy fiddling much, but I'd prefer it to seeing anyone using a needle who isn't accustomed to it." Kate is really a most dainty needlewoman and does all the fine sewing in our family. She colored and said nothing, that being the highest pitch of virtue to which our Katie, like myself, can attain. "And there's Margaret ruining her eyes over books," went on Aunt Susanna severely. "Will you kindly tell me, Margaret Thorne, what good you ever expect Latin to do you?" "Well, you see, Aunt Susanna," said Margaret gently, "Magsie and Laura are birds of a feather. I want to be a teacher if I can manage to get through, and I shall need Latin for that." All the girls except me had now got their accustomed rap, but I knew better than to hope I should escape. "So you're reading a recipe book, Agnes? Well, that's better than poring over a novel. I'm afraid you haven't been at it very long, though. People generally don't read recipes up